Great morning, Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. We are broadcasting live from the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Great morning, Bailey. How you doing and feeling this morning?
I am great. I'm great. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed, but it's a special day for you.
Oh.
It's your born day.
No, not mine.
It is.
Oh, my reborn day?
No. I believe that when a woman has a child.
Yes.
Every time that that child may have a birthday, it's your born day, too. Because it was born. You know what I mean? They wouldn't be celebrating if it wasn't you. Born day to you.
Can I get some gifts, too?
We're going to get you coffee. We're going to get to the first break.
Okay.
And then you're going to get some coffee. And you can put it in one of your mugs.
I can put it in one of my mugs. Oh, that is great.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So y'all say happy born day. And why are we saying happy born day?
On this day, 26 years ago, I gave birth to Kendall.
See what I'm saying? So it's your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's my.
It's your birthday, too.
Not my birthday, but my birth.
I said your birthday,
Thank
too.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm officially 26 years old today. So Kendall is 26 today. And I really hope, you know, that is probably one of the greatest gifts God gave me.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely in the top five, you know. And he's been a true blessing all these 26 years.
Mm-hmm.
Even though sometimes Homer, we came close to some situations and some consequences. We did, as you all know, if you have children, what that means.
Mm-hmm,
so, but he has been a blessing to me.
Nina Nicole said, happy Labor Day, Bailey.
Exactly.
Because it's your
Thank
born
you
day.
Much.
You
Thank
know what I'm saying? That's all
it
part
is.
Of born day.
Thank you, Anita. You know what it is. All right. So,
I'm glad I don't.
A very, very happy birthday to
Kendall.
Kendall. Yeah, we have all kinds of. My nieces and nephews have all kinds of
Of
nicknames.
So you get ready to do some of the other names. I got you.
I mean, they call him Ken Diesel.
Okay. Okay.
You know, some of them call him Ken. No, I never liked that one. That one wasn't my favorite, but it's like that's kind of how he goes these days.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when he goes to the barbershop, they call him Ken Dale.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't do a D-A-L-E at all. It was D-A-L-L. So.
Okay.
But Ken Dale. Yeah.
Happy born day. And may you be blessed with
shout out to his, many more. Shout out to his barber of many, many years, Mr. Charles, over there at G's Clippers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hashtag that part.
Mm-hmm.
Barbers, I'm telling you.
Listen.
Barbers and hairstylists. Do you ever feel like if you went to a different hairstylist, you'd be cheating on your hairstylist?
Oh, absolutely. And she's like one of my best friends, so it just wouldn't.
If she saw you with your hair done and be like, girl, you didn't come to me. Where'd you go? It would be a whole problem, wouldn't it?
Well, Megan doesn't do that, but you know.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
She may not say nothing, but she's thinking it.
Yes, she is. She just come and be like, come over here. Sit down right here.
Because
You ain't finna go out like this.
Right. See what I'm saying?
There's an affiliation
has
here.
To be
we
going
Yeah, we gonna fix that. And then when I'm, you know, she do be like, okay, now what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does do that. Okay, come over here. Because she encourages you to do your own hair and stuff, right?
Okay.
But when you get carried away, she know that ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
Just come over here.
Like you're going to learn today.
Yeah, she'll wait till everybody leave and be like, so now what did you think you were doing? Ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, I guess I don't know if it's all the ladies. Because some people I see some hairstyles that are
sometimes you just
very questionable.
Sometimes you need to just put a hat on it and just, if you can't do right and you don't want to do wrong, just get you a bad hair day hat to keep it pushing.
There's some women that don't use bad day hair hats.
You know, you got to get you a good one,
though. They replace it with bonnets.
Yeah, that whole bonnet thing. I don't go outside with one on, but I might sleep. You know, I sleep with one, a scarf or something on.
Maybe you can grab bonnet. The mail with it, but you know what I'm saying? Anything outside of that, it shouldn't be.
No.
You know, be like, okay, if the check is in the mail.
Listen.
Or just, let me grab that.
If I can't get it together, it's tough for me to get out the house, but sometimes I do. But I try to have it together as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, and then those are usually the times that you see a whole bunch of people.
Right. Well, you know.
They're like, hey, Bales.
Yeah.
So now what's happening here?
I would say depending on how far your mailbox is. Like if you got one of the ones where you got to walk down the driveway.
Oh, no.
Then no.
No.
But I mean, if you got one that's attached to the house or
attached,
it may be in
the
door.
The house.
You get what I'm saying?
You'd
be like, yeah, I could step out just to grab that.
Yeah.
And then.
But I don't.
But as far as just going out. Right. There we go.
Because that'll be just the time that you see somebody and they'll be like.
It always is.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's always when it's
and y'all don't want to see my bonnet because my bonnet is raggedy. I'm just
Sherwin wears a bonnet periodically.
What?
Yes, he does.
What?
Sherwin wears a bonnet.
Really?
On air.
Really?
Yeah.
You know what?
He got a blue one.
Really?
He got a collection.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to see his collection,
it's
see if it's better than mine.
Sherwin Hughes bonnets.
Really?
Yeah.
A whole select. Does he have a pink one?
I don't know if he has a pink one.
Okay, because I was going to say,
but
I might
need
to confiscate that
one.
Yeah.
We can ask our producer, Xavier. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You know about bonnets, Sherwin, don't you?
Yes.
What color are his bonnets that you've seen?
I think blue and purple.
Okay.
Maybe green.
Okay.
Blue, purple, and green.
Well, is it a magenta purple or is it a purple purple? Like
silky. All of them are silky.
They're silky. Oh, okay.
Silky, silky soul.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, but he has his
full bonnet collection, huh? You think? I know he's upstairs right now, probably working.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think he has them?
Is it a segment that he does when he puts his bonnets on?
No, he just puts it on whenever he channels his inner
bonnetness. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
What do he call it? Is it ratchetness or just...
Yes, ratchetness.
Oh!
Oh!
Okay. You know, I mean, they do have male bonnets. I have seen the male bonnets.
These are female bonnets.
He wears...
He wears the female bonnets?
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. He's getting in touch with his... I used to have a boss, and we programmed female stations, so he would tell the guys that you have to get in touch... Whether you talk to your wife about it or your girlfriend, well, you got to get in touch with that femininity.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So maybe he's getting in touch with his inner femininity with his bonnet.
Xavier said, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it.
There you go.
He'll know what the ladies want to hear.
There you go.
That's it. That's all. That's all he needs.
There you go.
And we'll all be right there.
All righty. Great morning to everybody on our YouTube page.
Yeah, shout out to the YouTube page. Just pop it over there. What's happening?
Remember, while you're there, hit that like and subscribe button. Also, we are on Facebook Live.
Yes.
And while you're on our Facebook page, make sure you like and follow the page. That way, you know, you get your notifications and know, like, okay, they're on. They're on.
Yeah.
And Twitch.
Huh?
And Twitch.
All right.
We on Twitch, too?
Twitch as well.
We twitching?
Yeah.
We twitching. Shout out to the Twitchers. Well, we on Facebook, too, though. We on Facebook this morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And to our YouTube page, great morning. Love y'all. Appreciate you. Sincere Ronnie Ray Rio, Babar, Tracy Hayes, Nurse RN Kawanda,
mm-hmm.
Jeff, Anita Nicole.
Hey, Anita.
You're going to learn today, Jasmine Jazz West, Dr. Clarissa Lawrence, Anita Nicole, let's see who else we got, Madi Alfonso Dupree, Sir Chauncey, let's see, Del Mack, you know, and all the others that are on their way. We love y'all and we appreciate y'all. So hashtag that part.
Yeah.
Hashtag facts.
All the things.
Yeah. So, and to anybody else that's celebrating a born day.
Yeah.
Happy born day
happy
to you
born
as well.
Happy born day. Happy Labor Day to the moms.
Yeah.
Of today.
I apologize. Y'all couldn't be the number one zodiac sign in the universe, but, you know.
What?
Y'all got to have birthdays, too.
Well, of course everybody can't be a Capricorn.
Nope.
And I realize that and I recognize that. And it's okay. It's okay. Everybody's got to have their own zodiac sign.
C-A, and then you put a P instead of the N.
You know.
C-E-R.
Listen.
Here's what it is. Shout out to my cancers. We already know what it is. And don't talk bad about us because we can give you throat cancer.
Ooh, let's not even talk about that.
Don't breathe
my sisters, I have a sister that's a cancer.
Yeah, there we go.
And then you know what? Happy birthday to my Virgo sister, whose birthday was yesterday.
Okay.
My sister Gail.
There you go.
Yes.
Happy belated, Gail.
Yeah, because she was here on her birthday waiting for the birth of my son with me. So she was here. Yeah.
Wow. There you go.
She was trying to make me have him on her birthday. That didn't work out, though.
Listen,
she was out here in the streets of Milwaukee. She said, it's been 26 years since I've been in Milwaukee. I was like, yeah. That long.
Miss Bueller, great morning. Lori Patterson, great morning. Love you. Appreciate all y'all. My D said, toxic women are the best.
Okay.
You know, that's really a whole conversation.
That is a whole conversation. Because, but that's not what we're going to talk about this morning.
I know. I'm just saying, that's a whole conversation. Dude is some men.
Yes.
Say that, you know, crazy women. They're attracted to them.
Well, some men are.
So glad. So great morning to all of those crazy women that are out there. There's men that are looking for you.
That's their whole attraction.
Yep. They
had and
to,
a lot
they
of
had
times.
To get. Because of those, some of those crazy women, they had to get, before we take care of these bills,
period.
American Family Insurance.
Okay.
Because you're going to lose some things.
Period.
You're going to lose some things. We gotta get,
that's right.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. When we return, Bailey has a nice little melting pot of things that are going on.
You know what? We got to focus in on this first one right here.
Yeah.
This is, talk about crazy. You know what? You know how everybody knows that Florida's crazy? Right here in our area, our own Florida is racing. It's racing. I'm more convinced today than ever. We're going to talk about a story that just happened in Racine. But y'all take note. All kinds of stuff be happening in Racine. All kinds of stuff.
All right.
But we're going to talk about that when we come back.
All right. You're listening to Truth in the Morning. We'll be black.
Don't touch that dial. Truth in the Morning will be right back on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Truth in the Morning. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with my girl,
Bailey Coleman.
Now, Bailey,
yes.
We went to break. You're talking about this story, and you're talking about Racine. And you came to a conclusion that Racine
I am a firm believer that Racine is our own version of Florida. All of Racine amounts to all of Florida, the way these stories. You remember the story about the girl stabbing her boy, allegedly stabbing her boyfriend in the heart because she wanted to go out to eat and he wanted to have chicken at home. That's what I'm talking about. Stories like that. There's all kind. Tell the truth. And shout out Benjamin. I know Raycilla is your spot and all that kind of stuff. I've only found it safe enough to dip in and dip out with some shopping, right? But every time I go, every time I keep looking at these different crazy stories happening in Raycilla. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Every 5 minutes, there's something else that has happened in Racine. Here's the latest thing. A Racine County deputy has now been charged because after he and his three-year-old daughter shot a man and another child during a turkey hunt. Okay, now who's having turkey hunts? I mean, I know hunting is very common here in Wisconsin, but out in Racine, now, this did happen, I think it was like back in April or something like that. But this guy takes his three-year-old,
It was a youth turkey hunt.
Three-year-old, he's a sheriff. Oh, I'm sorry, he's a county deputy, whatever. He's he's an official of the police. And he took his three-year-old, one, two, three. Okay. I know we teaching him early, but come on. Took three-year-old, not boy, daughter. And he tells her, you know what? Roll the tape. We got to play the tape. This is too much. I can't. Y'all, listen. It's too much. It's Racine. This is our own Florida. Are we ready? You ready, Xavier? All right. We going to roll the tape. Y'all got to hear this.
The criminal complaint obtained by TMJ4 News Monday reveals that it was actually the Racine County Sheriff's Deputy's three-year-old daughter who pulled the trigger in that hunting accident back in April. I spoke with a member of the DNR today who says accidents like this underscore why hunter education programs are so critical.
The Racine County Sheriff's Office confirmed Monday that 35-year-old Deputy James Lehman is on administrative leave after an off-duty shooting. That shooting happened at the Honey Creek Wildlife Area back on April 12th during a youth turkey hunt. Lehman is charged with two counts of second-degree reckless injury and two counts of injury by negligent use of a dangerous weapon. According to the criminal complaint, Lehman was hunting turkeys with his three-year-old daughter when he told investigators he saw what he thought was a turkey head, and that he had his three-year-old daughter pull the trigger of a semi-automatic 12-gauge shotgun. Those gunshots hit a 40-year-old man and his 7-year-old son, who were also out turkey hunting. The child victim underwent surgeries but still has pellets stuck in his spinal cord, skull, and brain, according to court documents. The complaint states that Lehman told investigators he is not a very experienced turkey hunter and that this was one of his first times out hunting independently. He also said he did not have a hunter safety certificate because he was exempt due to previous military service.
He had completed a U.S. Armed Forces basic training, reported that obviously to the DNR, and then, you know, we waive the hunter education certification that's necessary.
Renee Thock is a hunter education administrator for Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources. I met with her to ask how common it is for children as young as three to be out hunting.
I understand that, you know, people see the age and that probably sparks an interest, right? But at this time, none of that plays into it as they were utilizing the hunting mentorship program.
Doc says this incident shows why hunter education is critical in a state that allows people to hunt without completing a hunter education course as long as they're within arm's reach of a mentor who has graduated from the education program or who is exempt and who has a valid hunting license.
Hunter education was originally first offered in Wisconsin back in 1967.
She says common rules taught in her courses could help prevent shootings like this.
Be sure of your target, what's before and beyond. I would say that that probably falls into this for sure.
The Racine County Sheriff's Office told me Monday it will conduct its own internal investigation to determine whether Lehman violated department policies, separate from the criminal investigation now being led by the DNR. Reporting in Racine County, Ryan Jenkins, TMJ4 News.
That's from TMJ4 News.
All right. First of all, he looked like he got a curl.
That is true.
That looks like a ready for the world curl. We're back in the 80s. But
mullet in the definitely has a mullet.
The thing is, I can't. My 3-year-old child, you know, we're talking about if I wound it back 23 years when Kendall was 3. Okay. So I'm shoot it. A 12-gauge shotgun? Really? At 3? Okay, that messes me up right there, just from the beginning. But, of course, I'm the type of mother, because of our cultural situation and everything, that I didn't have any guns around my child like that.
Mm-hmm. Understood.
But I understand that people take their kids, and it's perfectly legal, and if this was a youth but I don't even think she qualified as youth at 3.
Definitely.
To be out there. And now this poor 7-year-old kid. But my other part about it is this 7-year-old kid is laid up in the hospital with all kinds of stuff. And shrapnel that'll probably never come out of him. Okay,
right.
Let's be realistic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But he was exempt from hunter training because he went through basic training in the United States.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So
see, I don't.
It exempts you.
Wisconsin needs to relook at, or Racine needs to take another examination of that, because when you're going through basic training, I'm assuming you're learning how to shoot people, which is different than hunting and hunting turkeys and animals.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would say it's not, I'm sure. But I feel like clearly they need to take another look at that if he thought this was that, right?
Absolutely.
So I just, you know, I'm flabbergasted. And it all happened in Racine County. You ain't hearing about this in Milwaukee County. Nothing like that.
Right.
You ain't hearing about it in Sheboygan or no place else. It's Racine. It's Racine.
Racine gonna come for you, Bailey.
Listen.
They come.
I love Racine for his shopping. I love Benjamin, who's from Racine. But Racine, to me, is our own Florida here in Wisconsin. A whole state is carved out.
Haley got a thing with Racine, I'm just telling you.
I'm telling you. Racine be having some of the craziest crimes. Watch. Let's just keep an eye on it. That's all I'm saying. Just keep an eye on it. People stabbing people with forks. Stabbing their heart out over some food. That's crazy. That sounds like something that would happen in Florida. Florida. Racine.
Take us to break, Bailey.
Yeah, check it out, Truth of the Morning. Hey, we want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on this? 833-212-1017.
Racine,
what's
mad.
Your truth? Racine, come on. Come on with it. What is your truth about this situation? 833-212-1017. That's our truth call-in line. You're checking out Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Welcome, Black Truth Nation. Welcome to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth. Bailey, Racine is, they going to come for you.
You know what? Come on. Tell me where I'm lying. Tell me where I'm lying, Racine. I love Racine. I like going out to Racine to shop and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I recently had a wonderful excursion out there. But I'll tell you. Some of the craziest stories in Wisconsin come out of Racine. Racilla. That's what I like to call it.
We got Cashmere on the Truth Call-In line, 833-212-1017. Great morning. Love you. Appreciate you.
Hi, Cashmere.
What's going on? How y'all doing today?
Very good. You know, I love Racine. How you?
Racine, it's cool and all, but like you were saying, I don't agree with just because he had the training that he should have got waived.
Exactly. Because
hunting, because that's two different. Like you said, that's two different things.
Yeah. And I was like, you know, he shouldn't have been waived from that. That's like, that would make you, even if he just went and took a refresher, okay, just a refresher, because you're dealing in a different environment. And he said himself, this is his first time doing this and being out there like that. You got to refresh yourself. But since he out in Racine, he don't feel like he had to do all that, clearly. But clearly he needed
it. Yeah, that ain't right, because now a little kid is shot and the grandfather, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From a human to a little small turkey, like, that's two different things.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And had his 3-year-old daughter shoot a 12-gauge shotgun. I mean, for me, that's
exactly.
Just a lie. That's a lie.
Yeah, the little baby shouldn't even been touching the gun, you know?
Right. She 3. I understand it was a youth program, but youth is usually like 8 years old and on up. You know? Even the little boy was a little young to be out there, in my estimation, but you know.
Yeah, 3 years old is too young, though. That was outrageous.
But yeah, I love Racine, but you know, there'd be some crazy stories coming from out there, Cashmere. And my line, listen.
From what I be hearing, especially about the fork, I'm like, what the fork?
Yeah. She, like, stabbed her boyfriend in the heart because she wanted to go out to dinner and he wanted to cook. He wanted to cook at the house.
That couldn't have been from no black person, right?
Nah, you know that wasn't us. Come on now. That wasn't us.
What you trying to do? Eat the heart, too?
Exactly. I didn't say all that, but she, you know. But one thing she did do was she went in there, she was like, yeah, I'm guilty. I did it.
Yeah, I bet.
Wasn't nobody else there, were they?
Exactly.
It was just me. But thanks for your call, Cashmere. We appreciate you. Thanks for listening.
All right, no problem. Have a nice morning.
You too.
Jasmine Gooden on YouTube said, definitely different use of weaponry. M16 ain't no 12 gauge. Definitely a different beast in total. Madi, Alfonso Dupree said, Ms. Coleman, stop it. Kilwaukee too busy shooting their kids instead of teaching them how to handle guns.
Now listen. I don't agree with the shootings in Milwaukee either. But, you know, this is a whole kind of different animal. You know, when you look at the shootings in Milwaukee, yeah, most of the time it's some young people out there shooting, all right? But they're, like, older, generally speaking. This is a 3-year-old child that a girl, that a man, her father, is taking out to do this turkey hunt that they do in Racine for the youth. To me, youth is 18 to like 14 or 15, not 3. You know, there's some very odd things about this story. He's a county deputy. If anybody knows about shooting a gun and when to shoot and all that kind of stuff, you would think it would be somebody in that position, whether you're out hunting or whatever you're doing. And so there's a lot of areas in this particular story that's a lot different.
Sir Chauncey on our YouTube page says, Shay Shay Foo Foo type folks basically don't believe in having and carrying firearms. They carry mace, pepper spray, bear spray, or they just outright call the popo.
All those things.
Madi said, Ms. Coleman, Racine is better than Kilwaukee by a long shot.
I don't know about that, and I wouldn't call it Kilwaukee. Has anybody ever looked up the word Milwaukee and the meaning of it? You know what it means? I was in church this Sunday, and one of our associate pastors talked about this at Embassy Center MKE. You know what Milwaukee means? It means good land. It means this is supposed to be a great place to live. But as we continue to call it Kilwaukee and places and things like that, it's not going to get any better. We got to look forward. But go ahead. That's a whole nother issue for another day.
My D said, the South teach their kids survival skills young.
At three? Okay. This ain't the South, though. This is Racine. At three, baby, crawl over here and shoot this gun. Okay, they walking by three, but you get what I'm saying. And the thing is, she probably didn't know what she was aiming at. She's three. Now you scarred her and the little boy with the fragments in his body that he'll never get out.
Mm-hmm. Buckshot pellets. Because, you know, a shotgun, yeah. It has pellets. It has pellets, and, of course, they spray. So that's why he has the injuries that he has.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, most of the time, they'll be in there, you know.
Yeah.
Periodically, some people that may have buckshot pellets find themselves being able, they roll them out because you see them.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can see them and you can, you know, you're like, you keep pushing. And that was the weird, one of the weird things that I say. I can't say the weirdest, but to see people push a pellet, like, would you, yeah? And they will keep rubbing it and roll the pellet out. Yeah, it's so many inside of a buckshot. And you're talking about a 12 gauge, so yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot, you know.
I mean, we're just talking about that. We ain't even talked about the other injuries that they were talking about he had.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yep. Again, the pellets are stuck in his spinal cord, his skull, and in his brain. So that's, yeah.
And when that little girl finds out she did all that, how's she gonna feel about that?
When she, I'll say when she understands.
Right, exactly, because she don't understand.
Yeah, when she understands, we're like, yeah, you like destroyed these people's lives, and that's why, you know, I would hope that, you know, even for us in our community, we just gotta understand the damage.
Yeah.
That's being done. So, sure, there are people who may have the buckshot pellets still in their body, but you're talking about projectiles from people being shot that where that bullet has lodged. They can't have surgery because it would either, you know, it would either paralyze them in some cases or it could kill them.
Yeah.
So they some people have to live with the bullets still in them or fragments because bullets also, you know, when on impact, you know, some are designed to, you know, tear, you know, when it gets inside. So it's doing a lot of internal damage. And some people be like, you know, when I read a lot of the criminal complaints and it talks about the bullet may have entered the right side of the neck and then went this way, then went through a lung and then went – came out, came black in, and went in the shoulder. Like, it's a lot of damage that can be done even from just one bullet.
Yeah.
You know, one bullet. So, yeah. But I know that I talk about this a lot. A lot of white people, in my opinion, they train their kids young. Like, that's why I said.
Three, though, Homer?
Bailey.
Three?
Bailey, what that child done with that, you know, maybe, and you got to think, okay, yeah, it was a 12 gauge, but I'm telling you, these young children, they be out there in the country or wherever they at, and they be training their children. We train our children to just be afraid of guns, and I think that's a bad thing. We need to educate them on gun safety, but not to where they are afraid, because, again, when you teach them to be afraid, when they get it, they'll still be curious, like, why? Why I got to not do this? Why I got to not
listen,
do that?
Listen, the ones out here shooting ain't afraid of no guns.
This is what I'm saying. Listen, and it's some young ones.
The brother that shot the two rappers, allegedly, he wasn't afraid of no guns, and clearly they weren't either, because they had them all over the place in there. I don't think that there's a fear of guns. Well, maybe people that don't use them, yes. But the people that are out here using them and walking around with them and stuff, ain't nobody afraid.
Yeah, well.
Now, do they need some training on how to be handling them and all that? Probably.
Yeah.
And they might want to go on and get one of these little gun classes they got going around here. It's about $25, $50? Mm-hmm. What is it, $100? Mm-hmm. It's worth the time.
Yeah. RC Creation Muse said, after hearing the story of the man that took three lives, how can anyone not believe in the death penalty? Even life can be too good for some. Monte Carlo said, I must admit, three is way too young to be shooting a gun. But when it comes to crazy stories, Milwaukee got Racine beat by far.
I don't know.
We got to get ready to take care of some bills.
Milwaukee got a lot of shooting stories, okay? But Racine got weird stuff. Like stabbing somebody in the heart with a fork. Not a knife, a fork. Because you mad. Because you wanted to go out to dinner. And they wanted to eat at home. They even brought the food. You said, I don't want to cook at home. I'm going to stab you in the heart. Come on.
All right. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, along with a girl,
Bailey Coleman.
We'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Looking for a school where scholars thrive, teachers believe, and excellence is expectation? Milwaukee College Prep is still enrolling scholars in grades K-3 through 8th for the upcoming school year with four high-performing campuses, award-winning educators, and a proven track record of academic success. MCP is helping more than 2,000 Milwaukee scholars build brighter futures every day. Don't wait. Limited seats available. Apply today at MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com or call 414-264-6000. Milwaukee College Prep. Excellence by design. Futures without limits.
Welcome back to Truth in the Morning. We are currently talking about a deputy charged after his three-year-old daughter, they were on a youth turkey hunt, and the three-year-old daughter shoots a man and a child during that turkey hunt with a 12-gauge. We're going to go to the Truth Talk text lines at 833-212-1017. Eastside Corey, great morning. Love you. Appreciate you. You hear the situation. What's your truth?
Hello. Good morning, grown folks. How y'all doing?
Blessed.
Homer, you were on a rampage yesterday, sir.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. In the morning, and then he really tooped up in the afternoon. He was like,
ah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
He got very calm today. He got it out of his system. Now, Ms. Bailey, I don't know what it is about Racine. It's every time I happen to go through there, it feels like it's 1955.
You
it's
know?
Like a time
okay. Years. All right. I'm with that.
The black know to stay over there, and the white people are over there.
Uh-huh.
You know,
mm-hmm.
it's like part of Indiana. You know, it's kind of like it feels like a ooh, like it's in the Appalachian Mountains somewhere. You
right.
know what I mean?
Okay.
So remember we had the riots before COVID?
Yeah.
That little white boy, didn't that little white boy take his rifle over there and start shooting?
That is what, people? Yeah, that's right.
Kyle Rittenhouse, whatever that little fat
boy. Kyle Rittenhouse,
yeah.
Made his mark over there, everybody see. They made a statue like support him, right?
They got a statue out there? I ain't seen it.
I don't know, but, you know, we used to call this is white folks' mess, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know, because that's who's involved. That's who's always involved out there. That's what it is.
This hunting thing, you know, going up north and going out, keeping the hunting, you know, if things get bad, you know, with our food and all that, it's good to know how to get your own meat and clean it and so forth, but I don't know. I hear about the black folks going hunting.
There it is.
Don't be afraid. We're going to be the hunted. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
You see the black person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Not going to catch me out there. And then how are we going to be, black people going to be out there in that orange, that fluorescent orange with our black, and then our rifles just doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. I know. I just not. Fishing on the ice.
Yeah.
In a little shit.
Oh, no. Ain't nobody doing that.
No. And, you know, if we did, you know, our stuff would be laid out. You know, we have like a little hot tub.
Yeah.
We wouldn't worry about that fishing, okay?
Okay.
It's a weird thing. I don't know. Racine, what's up, Racine? I
have
to drive through there, but every time I go through there, I like
want to
get out.
Oh, see? You know, I like to go. I ain't going to lie. I like to go through there, do a little shopping, because sometimes you see some things you don't see anyplace else. But then I got to find my way back home. I don't have no problem going back home. I don't live here. Ben, shout out to
the freeway and I'm not getting out of here before the sun goes down. Definitely a sundown. You know what I feel? Oh, but you real quiet today.
He is quiet.
I'm trying to look up something. Somebody on our YouTube page, where is it at? A failure to communicate said, wasn't that stabbing in Waukesha? So I was trying to look it up.
I thought it was in Racine.
That's why I was trying to look it up.
Yeah,
I was trying to see if I saw it. Xavier, our producer.
Okachi Lake.
Okay, was it Okachi?
Not close enough.
So that's what I was doing, Eastside Korea. You just watched me. You just saw I was on my phone because I'm like, hang on. Oh, let me fact check here. Let me fact check and make sure. Because Racine hot right now, I'm sure. Hey, listen. Racine,
They ain't call in. I'm looking for Benjamin or somebody to call in and be like, don't put my city down like that.
It's hard. Right. Something happened there. Way back in the day. That, you know, as a black person, I swear, I don't feel comfortable on this piece of land for some reason.
You ain't comfortable in Raycella.
Okay.
I love you.
All right, thanks for calling in. We love you, too.
All right, we love you, too, Eastside Corey. I just want Racine to know that, yep, I'll still be hosting and DJing events that y'all hired me for.
I'm going to still come shop. I'm just saying, y'all be having some crazy stuff going on out there in Racilla.
Let's see, RC Creation Views on YouTube said 3 is way too young, especially if gunpowder is being used. And
Del Mack said, I agree with Bailey.
Yeah, before we went to the break. Yep.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep,
okay.
Before we went to the break, a point that you were making. RC Creation Views said before that, America was gained with guns. they are not going anywhere anytime soon.
I didn't say they was. I didn't say they was at all. Just keep them out there in Racine. We got enough here in Milwaukee.
let's see. So what should happen to the deputy, in your opinion, Bailey?
You know what? He needs some training, and they need to pay for that baby's hospital bills and stuff. If you going
any
you
jail
out here,
time?
They gotta look at his record. If he a bad dude, he needs
he
some
a
jail
deputy.
Time.
He a deputy. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
With being a deputy, you think
he need to be sentenced.
How much if it was jail?
He need to be sentenced to get rid of that mullet. But I think that he needs to definitely pay the bills for that baby,
mm-hmm.
you know, and the father. Whatever hospital bills and all that they incur, he needs to do that. He mm-hmm. needs to do that just at a GP.
Right.
You know? But if he has a clean record and stuff and it truly was an accident, which I think it was an accident,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
I just think he needs to have more training. That too. You know? Because you don't go out there like that. And I think Racine needs to pay the price too. Mm-hmm. Their county people that held the turkey thing,
mm-hmm.
they need to too, because they need to take another look at, you know, sometimes people need a refresher course. When you're going out and doing that, that's dangerous stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, so you need to go out and you need to take another look at that and require that everybody, because it's different, you know, everybody before they go out and do this particular event, because there are things,
mm-hmm.
as with
mm-hmm.
any event, that happen only at that event, right?
Right, right.
So I think everybody needs to be required to take that before they can go do that event, a refresher course on what it is to be out there, what it is to be shooting and all the things, whatever mm-hmm. applies to that event, they need to have, you know, a refresher course on that before they go out there. Mm-hmm. It could be a simple video that they watch before they actually go out and do it.
Right.
It could be something that they simply do online and, you know, that simple, just to make them more aware of the circumstances and the situations before you get out there willy-nilly telling your 3-year-old child to shoot the gun, a 12-gauge shotgun at a 7-year-old child because you don't realize what they are or that they're human or whatever.
You know, the good thing that I'm happy about is that it does says that he is charged with 2 counts of second-degree reckless injury and 2 counts of injury by negligent use of a dangerous weapon.
There you go.
And I hope he has to do some kind of time for that, whether saying an accident or not. So it's saying negligent. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. You're listening to Truth in the Morning on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We got to take care of these bills, and we'll be black.
Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.